Amen. If you got your Bibles this morning, would you turn the sword of the Spirit? The Spirit's sword is the Word of God. Would you turn into Psalms 95? Turn with me into Psalms 95. Oh, yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah to God.
Yes, Lord.
Title this morning, I want to title it, God is a-looking for your praise. God is a-looking for your praise.
Yes, He is.
Psalms 95, verse 1. Notice now, when the Holy Ghost inspired the writers to write, if you'll notice the language, that very first word, a one-letter word, you ever heard of a one-letter word? It's a feeling. When you find O in the Scripture, it's a feeling. So the writer, when he wrote that, he was feeling way down deep in his soul. Oh, come. Hallelujah. Ain't that the cry of the Spirit of God?
Yeah.
Nowadays, oh, come. Won't you come to the Lord? Come to God. Hallelujah. Oh, come. And let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with what?
Thanksgiving.
And make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. That's a psalm we're reading now. For the Lord is a what? Great God. And a great King above all kind. How many knows He's bigger than this old world? He's bigger than I am. He's bigger than any problem. He's bigger than any mountain. Hallelujah to God. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. Do you think God can reach to the deep places of the earth?
Yeah.
Yes, He can. Hallelujah. The strength of the heels is His also. The sea is His. Just think, He holds the waters in the palm of His hands. The sea is His, and He had made it. And His hands formed the dry land. Verse 6. Oh, after all of that, after all that you've made, after all that you've done, after all that you've created, oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Did you say I'm in His hand this morning? Thank God. I'm one of His sheep. I belong unto Him. He's my shepherd. Hallelujah. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it's a people that do err in their heart. And they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Oh, come. Oh, come. Psalms 96 and 1. Oh, sing. Holy Ghost is wanting you to praise Him this morning.
Yes.
He's wanting you to praise the Lord this morning. Come on now.
Praise Him.
Yes. Hallelujah. God is a-looking for our praise, and God is a-looking for our worship. Worship is the deepest thing of your innermost being. It's when you completely yield and relinquish all that is true worship.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, and that new in Hebrew means a fresh song, a fresh anointed one. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord and bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen and His wonders among all the people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. What's that next word say?
Give
unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord the glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. God wants us to worship him.
Yes, he does. Yes.
He wants us to relinquish all.
Right.
Yield everything to him.
Right.
And praise him.
Right.
Praise him.
And lift him up. Magnify him.
Yes.
And extol him. He's great. He's greatly to be praised.
That's right.
Holy Lord, stay with me for a little while. If I could just, if the Holy Ghost just could reach right down and touch our hearts and let us know how important it is to praise God. Oh, the power of praise. Praise is extolling and lifting up our God with a thankful heart.
Yes.
How many is thankful this morning?
Yes.
How many is glad that you have the Lord? How many is glad that you know him?
Yes.
How many is glad that you know his mercy? I've tasted of his mercy. I've received of his grace. I was thanking the Lord back in my study this morning, Brother Jason. I poured my heart out to him. I just pulled the glasses off and laid it over on my Bible. And Karen and I lifted my voice and went before the Lord. And I tell you, the best way you can approach God is with a thankful heart. And I, you know, if you ever start off a prayer, first start it off with thanking him for all that he's done and given you. And I raised my hands. I said, Lord, I thank you for my home that I have. Lord, I thank you for two fine automobiles that I have. Lord, I thank you for the clothes, the nice clothes and the shoes that I have. I thank you that you fed me and clothed me, and food in the refrigerator, and canned goods in the cupboard. I thank you for my home. I thank you for my wife. I thank you, Lord, for my finances. I thank you for my health. I thank you for the breath that I breathe. I thank you that I'm on my feet. I thank you most of all for the salvation that you gave me. I can't thank him enough. I can't praise him enough. Hallelujah, for all that he means to me and all that he's given me. His mercy is great. His faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. His mercy endures forever. Raise your little hand and wave it to the Lord. We can't praise him enough. We can't love him enough. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank him that I know him. Passed by my way when I was 20 years of age and introduced himself to me.
Come on.
He said, I am Jesus. I'm the good shepherd. You come to me, I'll make you one of my sheep. And I came, Sister Anna fell on my knees. And the Lord laid me across his shoulders. And he carried me safe into the fold and made me one of his own. Oh, Lord, to know that you belong to him. To know that you feel that witness down in your heart. There's a connection there that you know you belong to the Lord. Ain't that good?
Yes.
Ain't that good that you know he knows you and you know him? There's a connection there.
Yes.
Oh, that we would praise him. Praise him. I can't exhaust all of this morning. There ain't no way. Oh, Lord. Listen. It's the deep feeling of a soul loving God, your creator. It's your spirit being pouring out a song of praise and glory to him. Don't you think we would receive more if we praised more?
Yeah.
Come on. What was it? Dottie Rambo wrote that song, Sister Missy, a long time ago. And then she said, in the song, she said, Lord, I'm coming to you in prayer. I'm not asking for you for anything, but I just came to thank you. I'm not asking for anything. This is a special prayer of thanksgiving and worshiping you, Lord. Raise your little hand. Oh, God, if we could learn the art, listen, of real, true worship and praise, God would do more. God would touch more. We would receive more. We would have more victory and more joy. Thank you, Lord. You know what makes God want to do more for you? Thank him for what he's already done.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I mean, you ever have your little kid come up and just, thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Mommy. You know what that makes them want to do?
Yeah.
Pull out the wallet and buy them another big candy bar.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, we're living in the most unthankful generation. Yes, we are. People ain't satisfied with their eyes. They ain't satisfied with what they hear. Lord, they keep on reaching and wanting. But I tell you, if you got Him, you got everything. Raise your head and praise Him. Hallelujah, as long as I have Jesus, that is all that I need this morning.
I got two whole boatloads here. Hebrews 13 and 15. By Him, by Jesus, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Huh? That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto His name. Sometimes a sacrifice will cost you. Sacrifice involves pain. Sometimes you have to get in, say, flesh, we're going to praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to magnify the Lord. Listen, praise will do for you what prayer alone cannot do.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Praise and worship conditions the heart to receive from God. There's something about praising Him and loving Him and reaching to Him and worshiping Him. You can almost see the answer. You can almost see His hand stretched out to you. When you reach up to Him, God will reach down to you.
Yeah.
Oh, come. Oh, let us worship. Let us be glad. Thank you, Jesus. Do you want to make God happy?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Sing to Him with a melody in your heart. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Make a melody in your heart unto the Lord. You'll find that that'll do more sometimes for you. God's already heard your prayer, but you need the praise and the worship.
Amen.
Yes, it does. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Take the Word of God and sing it. I'm trying to teach us, Brother Jason. I'm trying to teach us this class. If you really want God to move in your life, take the Word of God faithfully every day and pray and read that Word and take some of those scriptures and sing it audibly to the Lord in a chorus.
Yes.
It'll drive depression away.
Yes.
It'll drive oppression away.
Right.
It'll make them heavy clouds hanging over your head, dark, heavy clouds. It'll make them dissipate when we begin to praise Him.
That's right.
I believe that.
Right.
Sing unto the Lord in a little chorus. Praise will take away the gloom. It'll lift the cloud hanging over your head. A thankful heart will sing, Lord, You've been so good to me. Praise and worship will cause a well to spring up in your soul. Singing and praising God makes fears and worries dissipate, and it causes hope to spring up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 I praise You. Hallelujah is already in order. Praising God continually. The Bible said day and night, for there is no night there. The 24 elders bow before the throne and lift, take their crowns and cast it at His feet, saying, Thou art worthy. Hallelujah. Receive glory and praise and honor and thanksgiving. They cry day and night, holy, holy is the Lord. We're coming up short in our services of worship of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you want more?
Yes.
How many wants more this morning?
Yes.
Hey, God. God's looking for your praise.
Right.
Psalms 50 and 23. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Touching the heart of God with thanksgiving and praise. Listen, we love God because He first loved us.
Right.
We serve Him because He saved us.
Right.
And He put a love down deep in our heart. Thanksgiving and praise go hand in hand. Do you want to win the heart of God? Do you want to win His favor? Then thank Him for the many blessings that you've received. Praise Him for all that He's done. Like the song says,
I've got so much to thank you for, so much to praise you for. You see, he's been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. Hallelujah. You know, this is Greek to a lot of people, man.
Yes.
It sure is. Sometimes I wondered, I said, God, you know every heart.
Come on, my Tom.
David said, my springs are in thee. David had his problems. He had his faults and his failures. He had his trials. He said, my enemies are innumerable. He said, but one thing you can't take from me is my worship. You cannot stop my praise. My springs, oh God, are in thee. He said, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, oh God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God, when I shall appear before him, when I can come into his gates with thanksgiving. I can hardly wait to get to church. There's something in my heart keeping me, and it is the joy of the Lord. I'm glad that he made me glad. Raise your little hand. God gave me something a long time ago. What has God done for you? What has he given you? Has he made ways when there wasn't no way? Hallelujah, you're here. You're kept by the power of God this morning. The Lord's touched. He's healed. He's delivered. He's lifted you up. He's supplied needs. He's come through when nothing else could help. Nobody can do that but God. I'm telling you, I praise him. I love you, Lord. I extol you. I magnify you. Hallelujah. How many's ever had a magnifying glass?
Take that magnifying glass. Go out there. Get on your knees and look right down in that dust. Take that magnifying glass. Man, your natural eyes cannot see what's on that ground. We walk over it every day. We walk through life and we don't even recognize and we don't even acknowledge what God has done.
Right.
That's a fact. We'll walk right over top of our blessings. We grumble, we complain. But you can take that magnifying glass and get on your knees and get down in the blades of grass and you'll find little tiny nuggets, my little life forms that God has made. God is saying to us this morning, if you'll magnify me, I'll get greater and greater and greater in your life as you praise me. I'll become bigger than all of your problems.
Yes.
Praise him right now. Praise him. Holy Lord, we don't really realize how blessed we are. You just don't realize how good God has been to you and kept you. You could have been snuffed out a long time ago.
Yes.
But God has blessed and God has kept. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Amen.
Magnify him. That's what the scripture says. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Now notice, for 2 weeks, I taught on the subject of prayer. God hears us when we cry, when we pray, when we ask him, when we bring our petitions to him. He hears those petitions. We ask. When we call on him in prayer, he hears, he helps, and he answers.
Yeah. Right.
It is commanded that we pray. When you pray, you will find the will of God.
Right.
For the Spirit of God will lead you. It's imperative that you pray.
Right.
For if you don't pray, you won't stay.
Right.
Come on. Prayer is your lifeline. It is your strength to get you through this world. But can I tell us, prayer alone is not enough.
Right.
Do you really want to touch and win the heart of God? Then praise him.
Yes.
And worship him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I read an article one time, Brother Earl. Listen to this. I read an article one time where thieves somehow sneaked into an art museum. They eluded all the security system and under the veil of darkness while the town was sleeping, the thieves and the robbers came in and stole a famous painting that hung on the wall and graced the wall of that museum. They took it away. It left a big empty spot where it once hung. The director came in the next morning and found the spot empty and bare where that beautiful picture used to be. His heart sunk. Out of all that was displayed in that museum, the famous painting had at one time received more praise than all of the others in that big hall. Now it's gone. It'll never be the same in this room. It'll never be the same in this room with that piece missing. Oh God, the wall is bare. It's empty. Stay with me. The painting was worth $2 million. I read it. $2 million because of the famous great artist that had painted it with his own hand. Oh God. The news carried this story, quote, "We don't know how it happened. How was the robbers able to get in and take our beloved picture away?" Bulletins were sent out and flyers were made and handed out and posted everywhere. If you have any information, please contact the authorities. That painting was our greatest attraction and we want it back. If we're not careful, we'll let the enemy come in. Are you listening?
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you. We will let the enemy come in and he will use something to steal every bit of our joy.
Right.
He'll steal our victory.
Yes.
He's a robber. He'll take away our worship. He'll take away our praise.
Yes.
We'll sit with hands folded and we'll stare at a wall in a church service.
Wow.
I'm not being mean. I worship my Lord with everything I've got right there.
Yeah.
He tells me I'll run, I'll roll. I don't know if I've done that yet or not.
No, not here.
He tells me to roll, I'll roll. Which way, Jesus? I'll roll right back under a chair. I never will forget, I got saved in 1974. 4 years later, got the Holy Ghost. I was so hungry. Honest, I wish I could paint you a picture how I used to be. I mean, God cleaned me up. God saved me. He sanctified me. And I went from church to church. Where revivals was, Eugene Haney and different ones. I went to Brownstown, went to church of God, Pentecostal church. Sister Barb Corn, she'd up here with her mama, yeah, singing. And I'm telling you, in that church of God, that head went to going like this. Bobby pins are flying everywhere. There went her shoes. First time I was ever there, I said, what in the world is going on here? And Lord had hair. Her hair was real long. Her hair went down, you know, real long like this. And she was a shouting. Her mom was a praising God. Hands was everywhere. I tell you, the one on the piano, I forgot who it was a shouting and a singing. And all of a sudden, I felt something on the top of my head. It felt like warm oil. If you'd heated warm oil up on a stove, and it started at the top of my head, and it went all the way down to the soles of my feet. I said, I don't know what this is, but oh my, it feels so good. That warmness and that chill. I began to cry. Brother Earl didn't wear glasses like I do now, 20 years of age. I was a little bit older than that because I was in the mid-70s. And I said, man, what they got, it must be real. I want it. Thank you, Lord. You know what I do? I'm so hungry for God. I know that you saved me, Lord, but I want what they got. I want what they got. They can shout. They can run. I'll tell you what, I'd come up. I made my way. I started coming to the Brownstown Church of God. Nobody could make me stay. They, moms and dads say, come to our church, informal church, dried up church and everything. I said, no, I'm going to the church of God where they can feel something. Hallelujah. And I remember I made my way from the middle section right up here where Anthony's is sitting. And I sat right there on the front seat and I watched for them to start shouting. And they began to sing, and there they go again. The shoes went off of their feet. Their hair dropped down. The tambourines, different ones, Brother Earl in Brownstown began to ring them tambourines. And I feel that coming over me again. I said, I want it. I want that. I want the joy that they got. My Lord, Sister Barb would testify and brag on what God's done. I said, I want what she's got. And all of, I tell you, after several services, I stood up right here. The music was a corn, and the Lord, for the first time in my life, said, run, run. And I was, you know, I was backward and everything, and I held back, and my heart felt like it beat out of my chest. And I took off a flying around through there, and I was a running lap after lap, and that warm oil from the top of my head, it went down to the bottom of my feet, and I felt a joy, and I come around, I banked it around this way like this, and my feet flew out from under me, and I rolled right back under that bench. I'll never forget that. We need to go back in those times when we have felt, when God has touched, when God has done something, and nobody can make you doubt it.
Right.
And you know God's real. You know the Spirit of God's real. And I'd go, and I'd go, and I'd get into the altar, and I said, Lord, I want the Holy Ghost. Lord, baptize me with what they got. Lord, fill me with the Spirit. I know that it's real. I began to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, God in Acts, and I said, I want it, Jesus, I want it. Hallelujah, how bad do you want it, son? How bad do you want it? And I said, I want it with all of my heart. I worked midnight, 12 to 8, at the nickel plant up here, Special Metals. And sometimes I'd get in the parking lot. I'd come out of a church service at 9 p.m., and I'd be up there, listen, walk, drive in, into that parking lot, and park way out there where nobody could see me. And I'd begin to read my Bible, turn the dome light on that car. And I'd read my Bible. I said, Jesus, I want it. Jesus, draw me closer, Lord. Sanctify me, sanctify me. And God was dealing with me, and I began to lay things aside, Brother Earls. He showed me the things that was weights, the things that was holding me down, the things that was of the flesh, the things that was carnal, was no good, was drawing my mind away from God. I laid this aside, and I laid that aside. I said, what else, Lord? I want the Holy Ghost. I said, Lord, I want it so bad. I had knit pants on. Had leather shoes. I got down, moved my seat all the way back like this. Got down on my knees underneath the steering wheel and crawled over top where the transmission is at, huh? And had my arms, my shirt right down in the dirt. How bad do you want it? Are you willing to climb a tree? Zacchaeus was.
Yes.
Are you willing to tear the roof off? Four men bringing a soul that was in need, they tore the roof off. And I did that night after night. I lived at home. I was there with mom and dad. And I'd pack up, not even on a church night. I'd get my Bible, and I'd head to that plant parking lot, or I'd be in a revival. And I'd get there, and I'd do the same thing. Get down, I told you, Jesus, I want it with everything that I've got. I could almost taste it. I come up there in Brownstown and had the staring lips. I'll never forget one time I felt like fire from my elbows down to the end of my fingers. The Holy Ghost began to burn within my hands and within my arms. I said, oh, Lord, I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer, Lord. Hallelujah, that sweet anointing of God's divine presence. Can I tell you there's power in His presence? Can I tell you there's victory in His presence? I tell you what, raise your little hand if you've ever had an experience the Lord has touched you. You can go back in your mind and you know that it's real. Our God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'd get right back down in that floor, and I'd tell you, in that car, and I was praying. All of a sudden, the guard had a flashlight about this long. It's, I think, 3 or 4 cell flashlight. Big old black one, aluminum. Come up to my window and shine that light right down. He never did forget that. I think about 4 or 5 years I ran into that man, Brother Jason. He said, I'll never forget walking up to your window. He shined that light like that, and And my face was right down in that dirt. And I was really, really praying, Jesus, I want the Holy Ghost. I don't know if he heard me or not. I said, I want the Holy Ghost. Oh, God. And he shined it where he lit up my face. And it took me a minute, I guess. And I scooted back underneath that wheel bike and I pushed myself up. Dust myself off, rode the window down. He said, are you all right? I said, yeah, I just got done reading my Bible. And I said, I thought I'd pray a while.
Come on.
He said, you sure you're all right? I said, yeah, I'm all right. Ain't a thing wrong with me. I feel him now. Oh, for the experience.
Yeah.
Oh, for the joy. Oh, for the hunger. Oh, to have the thirst back. Oh, to drink water from the well again. Oh, to feel the wind of His Spirit. To feel that quickening down inside. That drawing that you feel like you want to run. You might not feel it physically, Brother Scotty, in your potty. But there's something on the inside that you want to run, run, run. They hold a revival up in our Union Hall back in 1978. I was in there and I made my way up. I think it was two or three rows from, I made it up that far. And this metal, I mean, this concrete tile floor and the metal chairs. I mean, you got 200 to 300 chairs in there or more. And so the singer was up a singing. I had my hand, this left hand up like this. I prayed in the hillside. I'd wrapped my Bible and flashlight in a blanket. Mom said, where are you going? She made me a homemade quilt. One of those that me and Daddy helped her. We tied a little string. She'd run them up through there. We homemade quilt, you know. And she made that special for me. I've got it at home. I wrapped my Bible and flashlight up in it. And Mommy said, where are you going? I said, I'm going across the road up on the hillside. This big old huge pine tree up there. Brown pine needles that covered the floor. I said, I'm going to pray, Mom. Got up there under that. To get flashlight, shine it down in the light. Isn't that amazing? The light of His Word, and God would begin to speak to me. But all of that night, I had this hand raised like this. I had hungered and I had thirsted. I had emptied out everything. Sometimes you've got to show the Lord and tell the Lord, there's nothing holding me back, God. There's nothing reserved. I give it every bit to you. I want what you got for me. I want your Spirit to feel me, please. I had this hand down, and I had this hand raised right here. You cannot tell me the Holy Ghost ain't real. And all of a sudden, I felt that warm oil on the top of my head. It began to go all the way down. I fell backward. I remember it just as clear as a bell. It honest, Brother Jason, it felt like it took me for a minute or a whole 2 minutes to hit the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know how long I don't know if he's suspending me in midair or not. He may have. But I felt it. It's good to have the Spirit of God just carry you out. Carry you out into the Spirit that you can walk in and you can feel it. And I fell, I fell, I fell, I fell, I fell. And in my ears, I heard, Brother Earl, I heard the seats. Awfulest racket ever was, and they went every which way. And I knocked them every which way, and I went back out under one of those metal chairs, and my head was back under here, like this right here, just speaking in tongues. Oh, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To know that you belong to Him, to know that you have a witness, the Spirit lives in here. He leads you and He guides you. Raise your hand and praise Him right here. I got a plumb off track this morning.
Oh, we praise you, Jesus.
Oh, to know it, to know it, to know it. Brother Anthony, it's real.
Yeah, it is.
You'll know when the Holy Ghost touches you. The sweet anointing of God. I've had that to burn. I don't have it often, but it'll feel like that left hand's on fire. It feels like somebody else's hand pinned the needles. It feels like it's as huge. And He gets in that hand. Sometimes He gets in both of them. The Spirit of God will quicken you. He'll quicken you. He'll keep you. I want that when Jesus comes. I want that witness. Raise your hand and praise Him one more time. I want that witness. I want to know, God, where I stand with you. I want it back. Lord, have mercy. There ain't no way I can go with this. I'm getting ready to turn another chapter here. But if you all want to come, I got several chapters in here I wrote. Would you stand, those at the table this morning? I believe it would be good if we would start praying more and say, Jesus, make me hungry.
Make me hungry, Lord.
Make me hungry for you.
Hungry, Jesus.
Thirsty, God, I want more of you. Oh, let me read one more as they get ready right here. Listen to this. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence. Are you hearing that? Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he's God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Here it is. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Can we this upcoming week, can we take more time with the Lord praying and getting in the Word of God and begin to worship him and begin to praise him? God will speak to you. I promise that he'll speak to you and he'll take you deeper. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray.
God, take us to a deeper place in you.
Too long this has gone on. Sleepless means far. I've got my own road.
Yes.
I'm on the road like before.
Woo.
Enough is enough. I'm gonna get my stuff. I'm gonna take back what the devil's took.
Hallelujah. Come on, shout.
How bad do you want it? Everything God's got. What does the word say about it? Is this the devil or evil?
Reach to God.
Show him.
God.
Show him. God.
Every time that you want it.
word.